Hello, ladies, and welcome back to another episode of Hot, Healthy, Never Hungry. I am so pumped. We are kicking off not only our Real Talk with Lauren series with another lovely question, but we finally are using questions via a really cool voice note feature. So you're going to actually hear from actual listeners as we do these moving forward, which is so, so fun. But in case you missed the news, basically, I am bringing in all of the fun Q&A stuff I love and have done on Instagram, honestly, for the past 5 or 6 years since starting TSN, and I'm bringing it to the podcast now. And what's really cool is whatever questions you guys have after this episode, after, of course, you listen to Courtney's amazing question and this conversation, you can go to the show notes below and you can submit your question to get advice from me. And it's sometimes not even like a question, but it's like, I am feeling this way, like Courtney's going to describe today. What is your advice? Like, what would you say to this person or me or, you know, this situation? So it's really fun. I think it's going to be a great way for us to continue to connect with one another. I got a lot of great feedback on the last one too. So really glad you guys are enjoying it. But in other news, let's dive into Courtney's question. So Courtney, let's hear it, girl.
Hi, Lauren. I absolutely loved your last episode on Real Talk with Lauren. So I thought I'd ask you a question that's been on my mind and is perfect because you're pregnant. So congratulations. But I just got married in October and I have done so much work on my body for the past couple of years. And now my husband and I are trying to have a baby. And I just have all of this like fear in my head that I'll be like one of those girls that will gain like 80 pounds of the baby and they'll have to work it off and they'll be super unhappy. And I just want to have like a healthy, see, I want to like gain a healthy amount of weight. I want to make sure my baby's healthy. And it's just like all these things kind of in my head. But the biggest thing is that I'm just fearful. And so I wanted to see if you've been experiencing the same thing and how you've been navigating through that. Love you.
Okay, Courtney, my girl, I feel you very, very hard on this. And I feel like my answer needs to be broken down and like what I'm feeling about your question and the advice that you're needing. To like the before, the during, and I guess like I am in the during phase because I am 23 weeks pregnant as I am recording this. So, you know, I always knew that I wanted kids, similar to you. And I think sometimes like the fear of the body changes, of course, with this like trend in social media of people like not having kids, and even some of my friends that just don't desire children. It made me kind of be like, you know, is that me? But I've always envisioned myself having a husband and having a family and having a son and daughter and, you know, little ones around and being a mom. Like I always envisioned that for myself. So that was quickly off the table. And so it made me have to really get honest about, okay, you know, what was going to change with my body? And I think for me, it's been interesting because I see a lot of the body changes, not just through like friends and family members, but specifically when I really got into the weight loss space. You know, what was it, however many years ago now, I, you know, very early on saw the hormonal and body shifts that happen, not only as we get older, but specifically throughout pregnancy. And I think seeing so many different women's experiences with it, it really kind of opened up my eyes. And honestly, it was kind of like a double-edged sword because it did make me a little bit scared and fearful. Not because I don't think that I can lose the weight after, but just because it's the unknown. And I think that's really the difficult part of this. I know you mentioned, Courtney, like this fear in your head around like, oh my gosh, am I going to gain this much weight? Am I going to be super unhappy? And it's interesting. I think leading up when me and Josh were really trying to conceive, leading up to it, I would kind of oscillate between being so excited to get pregnant because I wanted the belly. I saw other people being pregnant and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I really want that for myself. But of course, there's this little bit of like being naive because I also don't think I really realized what that meant. But then I would go through these moments where I'm like, oh my gosh, but like, I love my clothes. I love my life. I love being able to go out to dinner and get a drink and just like, you know, be on my own schedule and you know, all these things. And I think I wanted the body changes, but I also was like scared for the body changes. But then of course it happens and then you get pregnant. And then I will say the ebbs and flows in your emotions related to your changing body are just in my personal experience is very, it's just like all over the place. Like I think back to when I first found out, I was not feeling really good. But it is really interesting. There's a few thoughts that come to mind. First off, when I first found out, I wasn't worried about the body changes. In fact, it's so funny looking back, like I would have moments where, say, I felt like insecure or I didn't like how something looked or I felt like super bloated one day. Like, ladies, oh my gosh, like you think you're bloated, you're not. Like I, especially early on when I felt like I literally would get like hot flashes and like feel my body changing. And like I did, my pants like felt tighter, but like you don't really know what like your pants feeling tighter is, especially if you're coming from like a really fit place before, until you actually start to like show and actually have some more significant body changes. And so for me, it was like refreshing to look back. And I think similar to kind of what my clients experience, or really maybe you guys experience too, but you can sometimes like look back on periods of your life and be like, you know, I was so hard on myself during that period of time. And, you know, I definitely think I had that at the beginning of my pregnancy when like I thought my body was changing a ton. And like, it definitely was like, there's a lot of hormonal shifts and, you know, things were definitely fitting different, but like, I wasn't big by any means. I wasn't like, you know, 10, 20 pounds heavier or anything like that. Like I definitely was experiencing changes, but like, I really wasn't showing, right? Like that's something that goes on. But I do think at first, the fact that you're kind of like hiding your pregnancy from people, like it's not something you're sharing, like it can kind of heighten that fear. And I feel like the fear around gaining too much weight during pregnancy, that isn't something I have like really struggled with, but it has gone through my mind. I will be very candid about that, even as a dietitian. And I think it's more related to it being unknown once again. And I think when it is so unknown, and especially it's your first time, it's like you don't know what's happening to your body. And I think you start to like compare to other people, whether it's influencers or just like people in your life, especially if you have good girlfriends that are going through the same process as you or are open and have these conversations. And then you're comparing your bump to theirs, or you're comparing that amount of weight gain to theirs. But it's also like you guys are starting in different places. Everyone's bodies are so different. And so that's where I always try to like refocus and be like, my body is going to do what it needs. And of course, just like not gaining enough weight, excessive weight gain in pregnancy can lead to health complications. However, at the same time, I'm really honing in on the statement and the belief that my body is going to do what it needs to do. And so I will have days where I am a bottomless pit in the second trimester right now. And then I also will have days where like, I'm actually not very hungry. And I almost feel like bad, not like, it's not like skipping a meal, but like bad that I'm not like finishing my plate of food, right? You know, a couple of days ago, I was ravenous. I was licking the plate clean. And it's this weird thing because your body is going through so many shifts, just like I'm sure like the growth spurts my baby is experiencing right now. And it can lead to these feelings of, oh my gosh, like I'm just going to be that person that like fucks up my pregnancy. I'm going to gain so much weight. I'm going to get so off track. I want to make sure the baby's healthy. And it's like, how do we balance? Like, I know I need to gain weight, but I don't really want to gain weight. And these body changes, like I want the bump, but like, it's tough to have the bump because then everything doesn't fit. It's like you're going back and forth between all of these things. And I think to your question on how I'm navigating these emotions is always using reframes, like always going back to what is important here and asking myself that question. Like, this is not my era that I am going hard in the paint in the gym. I'm sprinting on the treadmill. No, like I can't even tell you I can tell you the last time I ran. Last time I ran was during the Fit Girl Fall Challenge that I pushed myself to like do the 5K at a slower speed, even though like, honestly, if I wasn't doing the Fit Girl Fall Challenge with you guys, like I totally wouldn't have done it. And that's why I always just go back to like, I am in this era right now. I'm in the era that I'm going to be feeling a little bit lazier than I normally do. I don't feel like myself. I don't wear any of the clothes that I wore before besides like my workout stuff. And like some of my workout stuff doesn't even fit now, guys. I am gaining weight. I am experiencing body changes. I am fueling not only myself, but growing a human. This is not the era of my life where I'm focusing on being my lean green bean self and fit and feeling sexy in the way that I felt sexy before. It's like, how can we redefine that? So for me, I'm trying to really focus on what is this new era that I'm stepping into? And if I feel uncomfortable emotions, asking myself, why do I feel this way? What am I really afraid of? What am I really trying to avoid? What is really impacting me? because it is tough. I think that transition of going from feeling really fit and, you know, working so hard to get to such a beautiful place, and then your food preferences change, your life is about to change. You know, I'm also coping right now. Coping probably isn't the right word, but, you know, really thinking about the fact, like even me recording this episode right now, like my life is about to change so much. So you're not just going through the weight gain piece. You're going through those oh shit moments with yourself that my life will never be the same. Never be the same, because not only is my body going through pregnancy, but at the end of this, I'm going to have a baby on the other side. And me having a baby on the other side means my time is going to be spent differently. I'm not going to be able to, you know, do whatever I want when I want. And it's going to be a beautiful thing. That's why we go through this. That's why we want to expand a family. But like, it's really the uncertainty. It's the uncertainty around the weight gain that you're struggling with. It's the uncertainty around, you know, am I going to be unhappy? And I think part of it is the, you know, one of my favorite quotes actually I want to share is this quote called "Pain is in the resistance." When you are resisting the change that is happening to you, you are going to be in this fight or flight mode trying to solve a problem that you can't solve it, girl, right? I think it's important to think about how you can show up for yourself during your pregnancy, and how you can show up not only during your pregnancy, but just show up every day in the way that you can, because that's really what life is about and what health is about. It's, you know, you're going to go through these ebbs and flows. I talk about this in Maintenista, my weight maintenance program. You know, you're going to go through ebbs and flows with motivation, with life, with new things that happen, with our weight, with, you know, our habits. Everything changes. Nothing is ever permanent. And so for you every day, being able to reframe this for yourself is, how can I show up for myself today? And not every day is going to be great. Some days are going to be fucking kick ass, but not every day is going to be great. And so for me, I'm really navigating these emotions by trying to be in the here and now, using reframes, you know, really trying to find ways to show up for myself, not just to quote unquote have like an easier birth, but like to also make postpartum easier. You know, when I think about the struggle of getting really off track during pregnancy that my clients experience, or really through any life event, it's when you like let go of all of the habits you've worked so hard to build just because you're going through something. And at the end of it, it's like, okay, it makes sense why it's really hard to get back to how you were before, because you completely broke every single one of those habits. The more we can keep a little bit of momentum, it's harder to stop things that are in momentum, right? It's hard to stop a car on the highway going 100 miles an hour. It's much easier to stop a car that's going 5 miles an hour or 0 miles an hour, because we just ditched the habits we had before. So focusing on how I can show up for myself, what I can control, but also you have to be accepting of the body changes. I think one of the worst things that I did early on in my pregnancy was, you know, I would have moments or days or, you know, situations where I felt like I was resisting the body changes because I was still holding on to the past self that I was. But I'm not that. I am pregnant. I am growing a human inside of me. I am hungry. And gosh, you know, as much as I can have these thoughts and feelings, what is also, I hope, reassuring to you, Courtney, and anyone listening to this, is as you are going through these changes, it's really important to also understand that in those moments, you might have those thoughts, but at the end of the day, like, I'm not going to restrict myself. I'm not going to try to fight this by any means. No, like, I'm hungry. Like, that's what I want to do. So I'm in tune with my body. I'm allowing my body to make the changes that it is. Now, of course, sometimes it's hard to see your body changing for sure, but I think at the core of it, at the same time, I know not everyone might have the same experience. However, it also is really beautiful. Like, how can we reframe these body changes to, it's absolutely beautiful as that baby is getting bigger, as your bump is getting bigger, as your body is changing, you are not only growing this amazing human, but like, you're going to be sexy in a completely different way. And it's like so beautiful and so just fucking amazing to be able to go through this experience. So yes, I can completely relate and understand to how scary it can be to conceive, go through pregnancy, especially when you do feel really good right now. But I think it's all about the reframing and also just really understanding, like, if you did it before, you can do it again. And actually, sometimes it can be just like such motivation, like to almost set the reset button. I can, you know, really say for myself, pregnancy now has made me kind of more adventurous in the kitchen. Now that I do have my appetite back, I don't have as much nausea. I am feeling better. And while like workouts are not super enjoyable for me right now, especially depending on the day, you know, it makes me really excited and grateful for, at the end of this, how can I work towards, when I don't have a baby literally growing in my stomach, how can I get fitter? How can I get stronger? How can I like go back to running and like do things that like right now feel like super off the table for me just because it doesn't feel good for my body right now? But, like, how can I go back to that? I think change can give you a lot of new perspective in a really beautiful way. So I hope this helps you out, Courtney. I hope this helps out anyone else who's listening to this and has gone through any sort of potty changes, or maybe they're pregnant and taking a little bit of a pause on their fitness journey right now. Well, not like their fitness journey or their health journey, right? Like, because you still have these things we do every day, but you know, obviously the aesthetic piece obviously changes very, very much. But you guys got this. We are all in this together. It is not always easy, but it is so unbelievably worth it. And if you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget you can submit your question, your piece of advice, what you want to hear from me. Go to the show notes and you can submit your questions there. Have a good one, guys. I will see you next time. Hey, girlfriend. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you'd like to learn more about eating right for fat loss and never gaining weight back, I'll be continuing this party on Instagram, where you can find me at sorority.nutritionist, posting inspiration every single day. Also, if you're wondering where to get started on your journey, be sure to head to thesororitynutritionist.com/quiz to take my free quiz that will tell you why you aren't losing weight and what you can begin to do about it so you can see progress faster. You can also find any other links and resources mentioned in the show at thesororitynutritionist.com under free resources. I hope you have such a beautiful day, and I will see you next time, girlfriend.